Along with Barbara Deeb, I'm Lisa Autry for WKU Public Radio. Upheaval over racial injustice playing out in Louisville and across the nation is the catalyst for a new volunteer group in Bowling Green and Warren County. The group's goal is to identify how race has affected minority groups, specifically the African American community. One of the primary challenges to the black population in this region is equal access to the job market. Criminal defense attorney Alan Simpson is one of the leaders behind the group Game Changers. He told me the effort started after the George Floyd homicide in Minneapolis.
We said, what can we do in our community where we don't have police misconduct, but what are our racial issues here in Bowling Green, Warren County area? And what we were informed of and what we've learned is that there is a huge discrepancy in the number of African American people as far as percentage-wise in our community, which is about 13%, and people who are in high-paying good jobs, whether it's in government. And so we have been in the process, and it's a slow process, of forming committees to determine, okay, what is our percentage of African American population in our community? How many people in city government are police officers? How many are firefighters? How many are department heads? How many African-American loan officers are there in banks? And one of the striking things to me was that a lot of African-American people don't feel comfortable walking into a bank where they don't see someone who looks the least bit like them.
It sounds like you've had some eye-opening and uncomfortable conversations.
You know, I don't see myself as a racist, but have I maybe not done something to someone, but have I failed to acknowledge something along the way by omission as opposed to, you know, actively committing some act of racism? And so it's really made me reflect a lot. So what we've asked the business community and government as well is to say, look, we want to change the game. We're not here to blame. We're not here to shame. We're not going to talk about the past, but we want to affect the future. And so we hope to, with providing information to employers and governmental bodies, we hope to then pair them up with qualified applicants. If they're hired, great. If they're not, we are going to ask the question of why. Why weren't they hired? We want to learn. And what we hope to do is to change the game for lots of people so that we end up with a workforce that more accurately reflects our makeup of our community of minorities.
So why should the issue of employment be part of the broader conversation about race?
Well, people who have higher paying jobs have a better standard of living. It affects education. Education affects behavior. There's no question that, you know, the criminal justice system, which I deal with a lot, is full of people who are lower education, who tend to come from more broken families. And we see that, you know, poverty is a major factor in all of those things. And so if we can change their lives by getting them into the right situation with the right job, that will have the effect of breaking a cycle within that family. And, you know, it's one person at a time. And I told everyone on the committee, I said, I hope we're doing this 10 years from now, but I hope we're on autopilot at that point. And we've seen the business community change.
We've been speaking with Bowling Green attorney Alan Simpson about the new group Game Changers. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.